Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate the presence of God that we feel tonight in the house of God. And like Brother Randy said, that's the way you get help, is you have to respond. You have to respond to the presence of the Lord and the moving of the Holy Ghost. If you're really going to get help, you have to respond to it. When you take one step, as the old song says, he'll take two. Praise God. And I'm glad for that. Glad to know that the Lord has come by here to meet with us in this service. And as they were singing a while ago, my mind went back to a story that I had read several years ago. There was an old preacher named W.M. Taylor. He was on a train. He was journeying somewhere. And he said he noticed that on the same car that he was on, there was a little girl that just couldn't be still. And she was dancing all around there on the train car and playing and real fidgety. And in his mind, he said she was so busy. He said, I wondered who she belonged to. He said it was hard for him to discern who her parents was, her mother or father. And there she was, just happy and jumping around all on the train car. And he said all of a sudden the train came to a screech and blew the whistle and went into a dark tunnel. And he said it was pitch black and you couldn't see anything. And he said when the train merged out or came out of the other side, he said that little girl was resting in the arms of her mother. And he said, I had no trouble figuring out who she belonged to. You know, sometimes we just need to let the devil know who we belong to when it gets dark. When things happen in our life, we just, you know, trouble comes to everybody, doesn't it? Job said that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And so he talks about two things there. He talks about the brevity of life, lets us know that life is short. And it's so brief, it's just here for a moment, and then it's gone. It's like a fleeting shadow. But then it also let us know about the burdens of life. I mean, isn't that something to realize that we know that life is short, it's brief, but what few days we have is going to be full of trouble. And so, you know, Job said about the brevity of life and the burdens of life. You know, I'd like to be able to stop time, wouldn't you? I'd like to be able to stop time. The older I get and I see my children growing up and realizing that they're getting older, and if the Lord tarries, there's going to be a lot of things that'll transpire in days to come. I wish I could stop time. Not altogether in the fact because I feel that I'm getting older. That's not the only reason I want to stop time. Although I wouldn't mind paying 25 cents for coffee, moving on up into the senior category. But you know, that's not the only reason why I want to stop time. One reason why I want to stop time is because I know that it'd keep my children's feet around my table just a little bit longer if I could stop time. But I can't stop time, and neither can you. Life is brief. Life is brief, only a few days. And I can't stop time. But you know what? If I had a choice and God said, I tell you what, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you an opportunity. You want to stop time or you want to stop trouble? I tell you what, I think I'd choose. I'd say, Lord, just let life be brief and let me stop trouble. But you know what? You can't stop trouble either, can you? We just keep on enduring and keep on having all of these troubles and trials that are in this life. And I don't know, maybe somebody came here tonight and your life is full of trouble. I know that if you're not saved, your life is full of trouble. You got the worst kind of trouble there is. That's sin trouble. That's a problem, a great problem that only Jesus can cure. The curse is great, but the cure is greater. And Jesus is the cure tonight. Maybe you came and your life is full of trouble. You know, there's a scripture over in the New Testament where the Bible said that Jesus was on his way to a man named Jairus' house, I believe. He was going to that house, and Jairus had stopped Jesus and said, my daughter is at the point of death. And he got the Lord's attention. And the Lord started going down to the house of Jairus. And all of a sudden, in the midst of his journey there, the Bible gives us a few more verses about a woman that had an issue of blood. And she pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. We know all about that. But I wondered in my own mind how Jairus must have felt for Jesus to be on the way to his house. And then he stops and takes time out, you know, to heal somebody else. Have you ever felt like that in the midst of your trouble, you finally got the Lord's attention, finally got him coming your way, and then all of a sudden there's an intermission? Or there's something that just hinders, or it just seems like, you know, you had assurance that God was going to move in your behalf, and then all of a sudden it stops. And the Lord took time out and he healed this woman that had an issue of blood. The Bible picks up the story and said that Jesus is going on, and you know, a while ago, she was at the point of death, and now there comes a runner. There comes a runner onto the scene, and he tells Jairus, he said, "Why are you troubling the master? Your daughter is not at the point of death anymore. She's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" And I just seemed like I could hear the Lord say, "Well, it's no trouble." You know what I feel like tonight? I feel like that we realize that we're people that is living brief lives. You know, we're living a life that is brief. And we're living a life that is burdensome. We're living a life that we can't stop time and we can't stop trouble. But I want to tell you, Jesus came looking for trouble tonight. I believe the Lord came into this house looking for trouble. Praise God. That's why we felt the Holy Ghost move like we have. It's because the Lord has come here to let us know that our lives are full of trouble and we could take all of our cares and cast them upon him because he cares for us. Praise God. You ever have anybody that you went to school with and they were always one of those that went around looking for trouble? Praise God. I mean, there was somebody that you could, you know, I can think of people that I went to school with, Brother Randy. They was always in the midst of trouble. They was always looking for trouble. They was always trying to start trouble. You know, the devil always wants to start trouble, doesn't he? But Jesus came to solve trouble. I don't know what all kind of trouble you got tonight. There may be a sinner in the house tonight and your life is full of trouble. Maybe you're burdened down with sin and you're bound, amen, with iniquity and you got a lot of problems. But I want you to know Jesus came into this house looking for trouble tonight. And I don't believe that it's any trouble for him to stop, amen, and take a little time out, amen, here on a Tuesday night and help somebody, amen, that's burdened down with sin. Aren't you glad to know that the Lord has come into this house? We're not here by ourselves, amen. We're not here just trying to help one another, amen. But the Lord has come by, amen, to help each and every one of us, amen. Thank God, the Lord, amen, came into this house and he came looking for trouble. He knows where you are. He knows how you're feeling. Amen. He knows if your heads are hanging down, amen, and your knees are weak and you're bowed over and broken and busted and disgusted. Amen. The Lord knows all about it. He knows where you are. He knows if it's a sin problem, amen, or you're just discouraged. Amen. But thank God, the Lord, amen, came looking for trouble. Now, I tell you what I do tonight. I believe I'll just give it to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why are you troubling the master? Amen. That's what the devil wants to say. Why are you going up and getting prayer? Why are you giving in that prayer request? Why do you want him to anoint you with oil? Why are you causing all this trouble? I can hear the Lord say, it ain't no trouble. That's what I came for. It ain't no trouble. I came to heal. And I came to save. And I came to deliver. I believe I can hear the Lord say tonight, amen, why don't you just give me your trouble? It ain't no trouble to me. Why don't you just give me your problem? Amen. It's been keeping you awake. Oh, come on now. Amen. But it ain't bothering the Lord. Amen. Like it's bothering you. You know what? I looked out a while ago and I thought, you know what? There's probably somebody that would just love to have another opportunity. Amen. To cast all of their care upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Why are you troubling the master? It ain't no trouble. That's what Jesus came for tonight. He came looking for trouble. I remember reading over in the book of Job where the Bible said, amen, that the sons of God, amen, came before the Lord and Satan came also. You ever went to church and felt like Satan came also? Did you ever go to prayer and felt like the devil came also? Wouldn't it be nice if we could walk in the back door? Hang all of our troubles up on the coat rack. Come on in and shout and have church and worship God. Amen. Shout and shine and sing and testify. Amen. And get in the service. Amen. And then leave all of our troubles out. But it's not that easy, is it? Amen. We have to bring all of our troubles, amen, with us. Amen. Sometimes they cling to us and we can't get free from them. But I'm telling you, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I tell you, the best revival that I ever had in my life was when I gave the Lord all my trouble. Amen. And I cast all of my care upon him. Amen. I don't want to disappoint the Lord. That's what he came for. He came to heal. He came to save and deliver. I know the Lord's moved and we've had an altar service, but somebody's here tonight. Amen. And you ain't give the Lord your problem. Amen. You carry it in and you're going to carry it out. You lost sleep last night. You're going to toss and turn again tonight. Why don't you give the Lord all of your care? Why don't you give the Lord all of your problems and your trouble? Why don't you let the devil know who you belong to? And in a dark hour, amen, run and leap into the arms of an almighty God. Praise God. Now Job knew about trouble. If anybody had trouble, Job knew about trouble. But you know what? You know about trouble. There's some people in here tonight. You know about trouble. You've got trouble. You've got some problems right now. But what I like, when you get down to the end of Job's story, praise God. Amen. The Bible tells us that the Lord answered Job. You know God's got something to say about your problem. Do you know that the Lord's got something to say about your trouble? Hallelujah. Did you know he's interested in your trouble tonight? Did you know that God came to this service looking for trouble? Wouldn't it be a shame for us to leave here without the Lord helping us? I scanned back over the congregation a while ago, and there were some. You were glad that others were getting help. You were glad for the Holy Ghost moving. You were glad that there were those that were praying. But I really felt like there were some. Hey, amen, you got problems, and you didn't make a move. You got trouble, and you didn't give it to God. I don't know why we leave, amen, burdened down just like we came. Come on now. How many knows we can leave different, amen, than how we came? Y'all gonna help me here just a little bit? I ain't gonna preach tonight. Amen. I'm just telling you that the Lord came looking for trouble. I believe I'd just give it to him. I believe I'd give up and let the Lord take over. Praise God. There's been times that I've been insensitive. I didn't know people was having trouble. I've been away before Brother Randy and people died and I didn't know they died. We had death in the church. I didn't know it. People connected to our church family and I didn't realize it. I mean, there's been people that had surgeries and I didn't know about it. Come on now. Oh, there's been people that went to funerals. I didn't know about it. But did you know the Lord's never missed a funeral? He's never missed a diagnosis. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. He's never missed a surgery. I want to read you something here real quick. And I'm going to give us a chance to pray again. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord came looking for trouble. That's why he came. The Lord came looking for trouble. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, do you know how when you get in trouble, you ever notice how somebody's always got something to say? Praise God. Amen. I'm trying to find these scriptures here tonight. I had them marked one time before. Amen. We know all about Job and we know how the Lord turned the captivity of Job. But you know, do you remember those three comforters that came? Supposed to be comforters. Amen. And they all had something to say. Amen. Eliphaz said, and Bildad said, and Elihu said, and Eliphaz said, you read those chapters, and Bildad said, and Bildad said, and Elihu said,
I mean, everybody had something to say about it. But when you finally get over to the very end of the book, amen, and the Lord answered Job. Praise God. I'm telling you, God's got something to say about it tonight. Amen. I believe, amen, that it's just like it was in Simon's house. When the Lord looked and said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. I'm telling you, my friend, amen, you may be looking at a blank preacher. I ain't got the words of comfort. I don't know how to encourage you. I don't know what to say, but the Lord has got somewhat to say unto thee. And if you'll learn to give him your trouble, if you'll give him your problem, that's what he came for. That's why the Lord came. He came to seek and to save, amen, that which was lost. And anybody shout amen. Amen. Everywhere he went about doing good. The Lord came looking for trouble. And the Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. And the Lord gave Job. I see three little points right there. Job was accepted. Job was altered. And Job was added to. Praise God. Anybody ever read that old classic novel about Sinbad the Sailor? Well, there's a character in there called the Old Man of the Sea. You remember reading about the Old Man of the Sea? He had leathery legs, and he asked Sinbad for a lift. He'd give him a ride down the river somewhere to a certain destination. And Sinbad the Sailor took the Old Man of the Sea and put him on his back and took him down a ways down the river. Are y'all here tonight? Oh, God. Amen. Here was Sinbad the Sailor carrying the Old Man of the Sea on his back. And Brother Randy, when they finally got to the destination where they were supposed to, he told him, all right, Old Man of the Sea, get off my back. And he said he had wrapped those leathery legs around me and he wouldn't let go. Come on now. Amen. And all of a sudden the story said, amen, that Sinbad the Sailor hurled that monster, amen, from his back. And you know what? That's what you got to do sometimes. Amen. When you come to church and you feel like troubles are hanging on and your problems are hanging on. Come on now. Amen. You got to get it in your mind. I'm leaving. Amen. Different than how I came. Amen. I tell you what, it'd do us good if we learn to hurl, amen, our problems. Amen. Give them unto the Lord. That's why I came looking for trouble. That's why I came to heal. That's why I came to save. We've already had an altar. Amen, but I'm begging, I'm a pleading, I'm a preaching. Amen, don't leave with your trouble. Amen, don't leave with your problem. Cast all of your care. Amen, hurl it from your back. Hallelujah. Can anybody shout amen? Amen, you gotta learn, amen, to give it to God. There are some burdens that you're never gonna get shed of. They are God-given. They are God appointed. You're going to take them to the grave. Burdens for the lost. Burdens for the backslider. Amen. The apostle Paul had a thorn in his flesh. Amen. There are some burdens that are God given. They are God appointed. They are necessary. But can I tell you, church, there are also unnecessary burdens that we bear that God never intended for us to bear. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Which of you can add one cubit to your stature? Are y'all here? Can you do anything about it? Can you add one cubit to your stature? Can you? Can you? Praise God. It's not in our power. It's not in our power. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. There's some things we can't do. Some things we can't handle. I think we need to take the philosophy of that old black woman that said, she said, everything I have, I gave to the Lord. And if anything happens to it, he did it to his own stuff. So I ain't gonna worry with it. Praise God. Amen. You can't do anything about it anyway. You're trying to add to your stature. You can't handle it. But I tell you what you can do tonight. Amen. You can give it to one that came looking for it. Amen. You can give it to the Lord. I wish somebody shout amen tonight. Amen. The Lord came looking. Amen. For trouble. Amen. The devil came to start it. The
victory. Amen. And shout. You're going to have to give out. Amen. Give out. Amen. Cast it unto the Lord. You really don't want that, do you? Surely you don't want that. Surely you'd like to lay down in peace tonight. Surely you'd like to have a night's rest. Surely you'd like to have ease in your mind. He whose mind is stayed on thee, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. When I was a young Christian, I thought that meant that I had to go around with my mind on him all the time. Just, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I thought that word stayed on just meant like, you know, Jesus had to stay on your mind. But that's not what it means. It means your mind stays on him. And that word stayed means prop up. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Your mind is stayed on him. That word means you just prop up on Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I wonder if somebody would say, you know what? I'm just going to hurl this monster from my back tonight. I wonder if it'd be anybody have enough courage to just get up right now and say, I tell you what, I'm just going to hurl this monster from my back because I know that it ain't no trouble for Jesus. It's a lot of trouble for me, but it ain't no trouble for him. Oh, hallelujah. I about feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. Trying to tell somebody that Jesus came looking for trouble. Eliphaz said, Bildad said, everybody else said, why don't you come and hear what God's got to say about it? Amen. The Lord's got a word. Amen. For you in the midst of your valley and your trial and in your trouble.
Jesus just came looking for it tonight. Amen. He came looking for it. Saying, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Just give it all to me. That's what he came looking for tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't come for the whole. He came for the sick. Praise God. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody in this house. Amen. You realize right now your trouble's great. Your problems are big. Come on now. You're looking up the mountain. Oh, hallelujah. But there's a God. Amen. In this house. I know this is different. I know I probably even shouldn't even said nothing. We should have got out early, went home, propped up, and got a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate. Amen. And called it a night. Amen. But why go home and try to sip on coffee? Amen. And think about your trouble when you know that Jesus came. Amen. To deliver us. Hallelujah. What about it, sinner friend? Amen. Why don't you, Lord, let the Lord have all of your problems? Quit trying to drink it out. Amen. And dope it out and smoke it out. Amen. And run it out and party it out. Amen. Just bring it to the Lord. That's what he came looking for. Can anybody shout amen? It ain't no trouble. It's a lot of trouble to you. It's a lot of trouble to me. But it ain't no trouble to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Teresa, would you? Praise God. He came looking for trouble. Amen. He came looking for trouble. Or some of you young folks been sitting back. Young married couples, you've been sitting back. You need the Lord just like everybody else needs the Lord. There's others that's been sitting back. Oh, come on now. I told you last night I didn't come to whoop you. I guarantee you I couldn't be any harder than he is sometimes. Come on now. Come on here. But we know we got problems. Why? Why don't we hurl it from our back? Why do we let it attach to us? Come on now. Amen. Well, Brother Kevin, I gotta be concerned. That's right. You gotta be concerned. I gotta have a burden. There's some burdens we gotta have. Amen. But sometimes, amen, those appointed burdens, amen, we'll never get rid of, but those unnecessary burdens. That's what I'm talking about. The things that are troubling us that God said wouldn't trouble us if we'd give them to him. Praise God. Let's stand. Would you stand? God bless you tonight. You believe he came looking for trouble? I do. Hallelujah. There was a man that lived among the tombs. He had trouble. He was a wild man possessed, uncontrollable, could not be tamed. He was tormented. This man had trouble. Until Jesus came. That weary woman that was plagued with that issue of blood, she had trouble. Oh God. It's one thing to have no cure. It's another thing to have no coins. She spent all she had. She had trouble. Until Jesus came. Whoa, hallelujah. Won't you just give it to him tonight? We've already had an altar service, and I thank God for it. We've already had prayer, and I thank God for it. But there may be somebody that thought in the back of their mind, you know what? If I had another opportunity, I believe I'd just hurl this from my back tonight. I wonder if there's somebody tonight. Is there somebody? Come on now. Is there anybody? You ever been in that place where they went shouting right by you and you couldn't feel anything because you had so much trouble? You ever been in that place when they went running right by you? You could feel that monster wrap his leathery legs around you and wouldn't turn loose? Why don't you give it to the Lord tonight? Cast your cares upon him. I don't know what your trouble is, but I know Jesus came looking for trouble, saying, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Praise God. Is there somebody that'd step out right now? I'm not going to linger much longer. Just wondered if you want to help. Just wonder if you want to give him your trouble tonight. It may be that there's a lack of faith, you know, and you feel like, well, I prayed about that a lot of times. I'm still carrying it. Why don't you try one more time? Why don't you pray one more prayer? Why don't you try God one more time? Give it to him. Turn loose of it. Let go of it. Hurl it from your back. Jesus came looking for trouble. I love reading about Jesus going out where the lepers are. Those five porches of Solomon. And there was that whole multitude of lame and halt and blind and lepers. And they were shut out of the sanctuary. And the prince just walked out on the porch and got among them and just started healing them and touching them. That's what he came for. The Pharisees were, you know, pushing away trouble. Amen. There was a barrier. They didn't want to hear nobody's trouble. I'll just tell you, there'd be a few times I just didn't really want to hear everybody else's trouble. But you'll never find that with the Lord. He's always got time for us. And tonight's one of them nights. And we're going to go home in just a minute. But is there anybody that step out? Anybody? I wonder if there's a sinner in here tonight. I wonder if there's a backslider just come drifting down the road and pulled in here tonight. I wonder if for somebody that used to know God in a greater way, you're getting cold because of trouble. Well, Jesus came looking for trouble tonight. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads for a minute. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this great service you've given us, Lord. Forgive me of words I should have said and didn't. Points that I've left unattended. I don't know, Lord, what else to do but to give folks an opportunity to cast their cares on you. Lord, it may be that you dealt very gently and very softly and tenderly with the heart here tonight. And somebody is about ready to step out. I pray that you'd help them, Lord, to come to this altar and give all of their problems and their trouble to you. Might be a teenager, might be a young husband, might be a young wife and mother. It seems like trouble is just piling up. Help them in Jesus' name. Might be a sinner here or a backslider. Every head bowed, every eye closed while my wife sings here just a minute. I wonder if anybody just step out right now. Nobody's looking.